above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand.
Welcome to Resurrection Republic Dirty Uncle Sam Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Welcome, folks. We were supposed to have last night Mr. Ken Dost. He speaks very deeply about the mortgage fraud that's going on that we all on this network are pretty awake to. However, the details of which are very important. Now, he has been having a great deal of trouble communicating. His communications were knocked out yesterday. And we were supposed to have him on tonight. We are having a hard time connecting with him, but we're going to continue to try. Until then, I would like to discuss, and Mike, if you could reach out to Mr. Carl Swenson. He has an update from the situation from Georgia that occurred a few nights ago. I've been blessed and, in a way, tasked with a responsibility. I'm on the ranch, folks. I'm up at 4:30 in the morning feeding chickens and checking on horses. We had a bear in the backyard the other night. Very interesting. So you can imagine, you know, it's I am a little weary, but I am here, and there are some things that we need to talk about that are critically important. The state of corruption that's going on across this nation, it seems as though most people are essentially asleep at the wheel. Well, there is a man who has been standing up to this, and I tell you, when I look to Carl Swenson and the retired judge and police chief that was on the other night, I have to tell you, I'm somewhat really amazed that we have people standing up for us. The problem is we need to rally behind them. Well, I have a clip from that exchange, the exchange of which you have a retired judge with the law in his hand that the county board has violated. I met with Carl Swenson and the judge to effect citizens' arrests, to present this to the law enforcement authorities in Marion County, Georgia. And now it seems they've not only reached out to Carl without charge, without conviction, and gave him a do not trespass order for public meetings and a whole list of instructions if he is to ever enter any, and this is what they said, not any Georgia-based government building, but any government building, he's required to specially check in with security. These people are literally brown shirting us, removing from us any common sense that we once maintained. So I want you to hear this clip. This is a clip that was taken by an anonymous protester who does not want to be named, but was able to capture the moment that the police chief refused to not only entertain what the judge was saying, he refused to look at the law. He couldn't cite the law. He had no clue as to what the law that the judge was presenting, yet still took a fascist stance. So I want you to hear this clip. That Carl Swenson and this judge, retired judge, retired police chief, and myself standing there. I had this judge was fully he was fully interested, and I have a lot of noise on the line. Please cancel the noise, Mike. I had the judge standing there. He had handed over his personal effects and was ready to take this this city attorney or this county attorney into custody. I handed over my phone and my personal belongings to an anonymous bystander, and I was not going to let the judge go down by himself. There weren't quite the numbers that we would have liked. So we resorted to another legal process. But this is what I need you folks for. If you have people in Georgia, if you know anyone in Georgia, especially Marion or Marion County or Henry counties, I want you to contact me. I want you to put me in touch with them, because we need to rally support for these folks. These folks are standing for what's right. They're standing for what's just. So check out this recording. And I do believe we have Carl on the line. So we'll be going to Carl immediately following this video. Check this out. This is the police chief.
This is not a mockery. They're the ones that made that comment.
Okay. We'll see.
We're here to enforce the law.
Public servants on point.
We have some public service.
Well, sir, there is a political process.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, this is more than this.
We'll see.
This is a criminal process.
We'll see. We'll see.
Well, we got to
transparency.
I'm sure.
I believe that.
It could shine down.
Have a great night.
Hold the same.
What were you charged? Simple matter. 466. What?
Sir.
What does it say?
Let's do this. Let's don't escalate this.
Would you like a copy?
Can you please? Sir, this is not the time nor the place.
No.
This is exactly
the time. This is the time and the place.
This is exactly the time.
Okay.
If you...
Since
everybody's a witness,
this concludes public comment.
You're basically
the law now hearing presentation with regards to the landlord status and director.
Now this is a rabbit.
You are denying me a right to enforce the law of this.
No, citizens have a right to arrest.
No,
or do they not? They don't.
Are we wrong?
Are you going to say that they don't have a right to arrest?
Say that you are going to forcefully put her under arrest physically when she comes out.
Okay.
That being said,
are you saying that people and the citizens have no right to arrest?
What will you charge me with?
Now, you see, folks, the judge was standing there saying, I have the law in my hand that she broke. I have the evidence in my hand that she broke. And Georgia state law gives me the right to arrest her and to bring her before a magistrate. Now, keep in mind, folks, he wasn't talking about arresting her and throwing her in the county jail or arresting her and taking her to his private residence. He was talking about arresting her and taking her to a magistrate, where the magistrate could be presented with the evidence, with the charge, and make a determination. This is the way it's supposed to work. When you have evidence in your hand, it's kind of, you know, it is what it is. Anyway, we have Carl on the line. Are you with me, Carl?
I am.
There you are. And I understand that you have an update.
Oh, yeah. But before I give you the update, let me, if I haven't before, let me read it again. Title 17, Chapter 4. Article 4, arrest by private persons. That is subsection 17-4-60. A private person may arrest an offender if the offense is committed in his presence or within his immediate knowledge. Now, geez, I don't know about you, but that seems pretty straightforward as far as our authority to do this.
Yes, sir. And you and the judge and myself all stood as with the people to effect those arrests and to present the police chief and all of the other those there is SWAT team, by the way. If you look very careful with the video, you'll see that the officer standing there is a SWAT team member. So they had SWAT surrounding us as if we were some mean and evil people. It was kind of funny, I thought, but generally the officers were cordial enough, all except for their insane police chief gangster. But we all attempted to effect that arrest. We were all denied the right to do so, and I do believe that that in and of itself constitutes a violation of the Constitution and his oath that he took to preserve, protect, and defend. Would you not agree?
Absolutely. He doesn't have an option. He doesn't have a choice. The law is the law, and either it applies equally across the board or it doesn't exist at all. And
amen.
The choice he decided to make was that it doesn't exist at all. So, yeah.
Folks, the video to this that I shot, which is a lot easier, well, that an anonymous supporter shot, is much easier to hear when you actually watch the video. I'll be posting that. I think actually I just did post a video to my timeline on Facebook, which will automatically post it to Twitter. I suggest that you guys spread that around and get behind this, because what could happen here potentially, and Carl's going to explain what has transpired since his notification of do not trespass, but this could be a very helpful tool if we proceed with this properly, and a model to do this in other jurisdictions across the nation. You know, Carl, I think I'm going to get you some WD-40 for that chair, brother.
Yeah, it is getting a little on the squeaky side.
Yeah, just a little. And you know what? It's with this talk radio, it's, I don't know, it's kind of, it adds to the nostalgia, I think. So, where do you want to go? Do you want to tell us what's going on, what's recently transpired?
Yeah, well, today I got another visit from the sheriffs of the adjoining county, Clayton County. Same two sheriffs who came to me on Wednesday. And these sheriffs delivered to me now another wonderful letter. I think that we talked about it last night, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah, well, they had to follow it up with a hand delivery by the sheriffs. Because, you know, it is all about the intimidation aspect. And they also delivered it to Paul. And when they did that, oh my goodness, did they step in it. Because Paul is not going to sit back and take this lightly.
Well, thank the Lord.
And neither am I, by the way. So we're going to work together. And I'm telling you, what we're going to do is we're going to craft some very serious lawsuits against these people. And we fully intend to follow through with them. They have violated so many of their own laws, so many of the constitutional laws, that I don't think they are even aware of the severity of the mess they find themselves in right now.
Well, sir, I would have to say that they wouldn't know their brass from a hole in the ground.
Yeah, I have to agree.
Well, we do have, Carl, we do have Ken Dost is on the line with us. Also, we have a caller. I want to take the caller real quick. Ken, if you can hear me, you just hang tight, brother. We'll be right there. This is very important stuff coming up, folks. Ken Dost, who works so hard on the mortgage fraud that's going on all over this country. And I want to share that with you in just a few minutes. But I really wanted to get this update out there. But let me take – we do have a caller on the line real quick. Jason in Massachusetts. Jason, you're on.
Yeah, okay. So I don't want to hijack your radio show, but
– okay.
Did you guys hear about, and it was reported in The Guardian and WP and Truthdig, that Jill Stein of the Green Party, which has a big portion of the Trump support, and I'm 1,000% behind Trump, by the way.
Right.
Jill Stein came out today and said that she would offer to step aside if Bernie Sanders would step in her place. So what do you guys think about that? And I'll take, if you want to keep me on, I'll give my commentary, but I obviously want to give you guys time to...
No, that's actually a good question. I have an answer for it. And Mike, you can feel free to open up Ken's mic anytime if he wants to chime in on this.
Could you guys turn up my volume a little bit?
Well, I can hear you just fine. I don't know how that works, but
okay, good. I can hear. Okay.
Yeah. My opinion of Bernie Sanders. First of all, Bernie Sanders was a ploy to bring the youth vote out to then hand over to the who would be the presumptive Democratic Party's nominee, which we all know is Hillary Clinton. So right. There's that. Now, aside from that being a factor, I would have to say that Bernie Sanders is an open and avowed socialist communist.
Correct.
As such, I have a moral, ethical, and constitutional duty to not only stand opposed to him, but to call his actions what they are, which is subversion and treason, because his belief system that he's trying to employ into government is an overthrow of a constitutional republic form of government, which we all know, if anybody listens to the show, we pretty much moved to a big step of that communism in 1868. So to answer your question, Bernie does nothing but irritate me. Because he employs treasonous beliefs into politics, and I believe that a long time ago, people like that should have been rounded up. That's just my own personal opinion. I don't know if you feel the same way, Carl. What do you think? How about you, Ken?
I think all of them are full of it. I don't trust any of them. I don't like any of them. They're all working towards a system. They're working towards a system that is established by bureaucrats. So I think they're all worthless.
Well, I hear you and I agree on that. Jason, your rebuttal.
Oh, sorry.
My final comment would be simply this: it wasn't a question. I made a direct statement. It came right out today, and I'm not pandering to you. I'll just say this again.
No, it's okay, brother. Feel free, man. Come on.
No, I get it. You guys. That's why I call in late night, because you guys are super cool, man. And I'm a Dr. Bill Deagle listener.
I like Bill Deagle, man. He's all right. He's all right.
Have you ever met him in person? He's probably a pretty intense person. I have not gotten to meet him yet in person.
I just had a bunch of noise come in. Sorry about that.
Sorry, that's probably me. That's why I muted myself, Tom. So.
That's cool. That's cool. Just unmute when you want to talk, and that's fine. I didn't unmute fast enough,
but you asked me for a response before. Sorry.
Yeah.
I can hear him. So I wasn't raising a theory. I'm making a direct statement, and I'll actually hang up and take the rest of the commentary off the air. So just so your listening audience knows, Jill Stein, who... I love the idea of a viable third party only in the function that it serves, because it teaches the oligarchs and the rulers, the overlords, that your two-party system is, you know, there's something happening.
What if she plugs Bernie into that? She's plugging the elite into the third party. So, I mean, that's a...
No, Well, I don't look at it like that because I really do see Bernie Sanders as a message that is at least 60% anti-elite. Which, I mean,
well,
he's certainly not Clinton, right?
Well, yeah.
I hate Bernie Sanders.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. However, I don't view Bernie quite the same. Maybe not quite the same as you do. First of all, I don't hate anybody. I wish them to find Jesus Christ in their heart. But you know, the thing that really bothers me about these people are the way they live their lives, what they stand for, what they support. Is completely contradictory to any of the ethics that I stand for. So, I even though Stein, I understand the whole third party movement. I would recommend Libertarian Party or Constitution Party before the Green Party. That's just that's me personally. But I think third parties are important, and I think that they could be a step in establishing. A kick to the Kulyun, so to speak, of the oligarchs. But I thank you for your call, brother. You call in anytime.
Thanks, Tommy. Have a good night. Bye.
That's what we're here for. Anyway, folks, tonight, what we wanted to talk about, I wanted to have Carl give you this update as to some of the letters that went on. And then we're going to get to Ken Dost, which we'll be digging more into the mortgage fraud. Carl, can you do us a favor real quick and just inform the public as to the most recent update to the situation in Georgia real quick? Oh, he did drop? Okay. Well, we'll have Carl back on. I want Carl to tell you that the judge actually was served the same paperwork that Carl was with the do not trespass, without charge, without conviction, all of that, for wanting to expose corruption in Marion County, Georgia. And it's important that we go to these events and we stand for the truth and hold these people to the, you know, hold their feet to the fire. Anyway, we do have Ken on the line. Ken, are you with me?
I am. How are you doing tonight?
Good, sir. Well, we had tried to get you yesterday, but you had all kinds of problems.
I did a show with Gene Piero in the morning, and after that show, we had some problems during that show, and then after, my communications just died. Wow. I couldn't get Wi-Fi, I couldn't get my wireless, I couldn't get anything going.
Well, and then, they must not like that message getting out. About 2
in the morning. Pardon me?
They must not like, the powers that be must not like your message getting out, sir.
Well, they're not gonna like it then tonight.
That's what I like to hear. So the floor, sir, is yours.
Are you there? Or did I lose you?
No. Right, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now? Yeah,
I can hear you now.
the floor is yours, sir. Take it.
Let's start something tonight, and let's bring an end to all this stuff.
I hear you.
Is what I want to do. What they've done here, I'm going to put it in a very neat little wrap nutshell. What they've done here is they have lured people into a mortgage loan. Which is actually an investment to an annuity, an investment to insurance, an investment to all kinds of entitlements. And what they've done is set us up in pre-established trusts. And the reason why they get away with this is because they convert us into a single name LLC, which takes us to the private side, and they manipulate the IRS, our status to the IRS. And this is all very easily proven. So, what we need to do is we need to step forward and we need to start, we need to do this authentication of life and whatnot. But the biggest thing that we need to do, and I just stumbled upon this today and I thought I was dancing in the street, I was so damn happy when I found this. What they are doing is they are recording these LLCs through the Secretary of State. Right. And they are acting, all everything they're doing is administrative process, everything.
Yep.
This is all about trust accounts. It's all about the theft of an estate. So this whole BS about, the whole mortgage loan sales pitch, the whole mortgage loan, the whole mortgage lending platform, the whole marketing campaign, the entire synopsis is all BS. It's all fabrication. It's total fabrication. What they have done is they've lured us into an investment contract for the express purpose of stealing away not only our real property, but racking up millions in annuities and insurances out of those to our estate, because we are the issuer and we are the principal of these transactions, and they are hijacking it. And they're stealing it out of X, and they're doing it administratively, thanks to the courtesy of the American Bar Association and various uniform acts, such as the Uniform Simultaneous Death Act, such as the Uniform Trust Code, Probate Code, Minors Transfer Act. So everything that they've done, we can wrap it around their little necks and choke them. And we can do this by, first of all, abandoning all this any kind of debt issues, just abandon debt issues whatsoever. We've got to approach this as if we are creditors, because we are creditors. I want people to understand what's going on with these transactions. What we did was we lent them the use of our financial asset, which is ours by legal ownership, right?
Did we lend this to them by our consent?
Uninformed consent. It was uninformed consent.
Which is fraud.
We were not. It's really kind of a two-part transaction. The mortgage loan itself is separate and aside from, let's say, for lack of a better term, let's just use their terms, the servicing aspect of it. Really what they're after is, and it was by uninformed consent, because the Fannie and Freddie standard uniform instrument, those loan docs that we signed, the riders, the notes, and all that crap that we signed, what those were entitlements. They're entitlements. And they are our entitlements to an investment package. So what they did is they cut out our broker. The broker that was supposed to be that sold us the loan, and by any ordinary standards of investing, would be our stockbroker throughout the transaction. Basically, stole the transaction is what they did, and the whole transaction has nothing to do with a mortgage loan whatsoever. Nothing at all to do with it. What it has to do with, us giving them the principal value of a financial asset, which is whatever the appraised value was, and allowing them to make oodles and oodles of money on it with the promise that we would purchase it back for the principal amount that's what gets you paid in time. And, of course, that's when the default occurs. But we've got to flip this around on them. And we can do this because we have every right to do this. What they're getting away with is going to come back and bite them in the ass so damn bad. It is going to get them bad.
I would certainly look forward to that. Ken, we have to take a break. Folks, we'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam with Ken Dost.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Mother of the moon, it's built my sails, close the sea of years. With no provisions, there's probably no place.
Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. You know, I had someone chime in, and I just want to make a very quick explanation who asked me if I could please remove Dirty Uncle Sam from our promo photo because he was a decorated veteran, which I respect, even though I will say to everyone, I advise that they not join the military at this particular time. Because I believe, as General Smedley Butler did, this war is a racket. But I want to make a very quick explanation as to why we use the term Dirty Uncle Sam. First of all, your nation is your state. First and foremost, I believe myself to be in many ways an anti-federalist. That is my First Amendment right. I have a problem with the, if you research the core of where the imagery of Dirty Uncle Sam and what it's based on, I urge anyone to search the more occult portions of
that story before coming to me and asking me this. And if you want to, we could have an open dialogue. But to answer the question that came in, the reason we stand apart from Dirty Uncle Sam, for all the reasons that Ken here is showing you, that these politicians, these bar association members have allowed, as well as events such as Oregon and the murder of Lavoie Finicum. And I could go on and on and on, but I think you get the idea. I don't mean, nor does Bruce Ray Riggs mean, to discredit, dishonor, or take away from the honor of any American who has stood with full belief that they were standing for God and country. We just have a different interpretation as to those who are leading from behind the scenes and the objectives by which they seek. So that being said, I want to get back to Ken Dost. You were in the middle of talking. I know these commercials, you know, they keep the network running and moving, so they're necessary. But I'm sorry I had to interrupt you there, sir. Would you like to continue?
And it's nice to have a little break, too. I've been talking for 10 or 15 minutes. I need to be shut up for a few minutes.
No, actually, Ken, our listeners have shown that by the numbers that they really, really do want to hear what you particularly have to say. So I thank you for spending your time, sharing your time with us tonight.
No, thank you for having me on. This information has to get out.
Yes, sir.
It has to get out. We talk about politicians. We talk about who's going to get in office. You know, really the power stands with us.
Yes.
It doesn't matter who's in office. It's what we do. And we've got to start doing something. We've got to start taking a proactive approach that goes in the right direction to what we're really dealing with here. Now, what we did, we filed in court this past Tuesday, which we worked our asses off, pardon my French, put together. And what we're doing and what we have to do is we have to pull these matters out of the at-law court, and we need to push these matters into exclusive equity to an in-camera session. Now, people say, oh, well, we're never going to get a judge to sit down and talk with us, and we'll find out because we've got the test case in right now. But what we filed was we filed a series of filings an affidavit of special appearance and non-representative capacity, so we're kind of removing ourselves from the Admiralty Court,
right.
and we were rescinding, revoking, annulled, canceled, extinguished all pleadings, motions, etc., so on and so forth. And then we filed motion for void judgment based on fraud and various other claims that was got outside. And then we moved ourselves to the first we did a revocation and termination of all power of attorneys. And the most important, the electronic material certificate, which I'll go over in a minute. And then we pulled ourselves into equity, addressing that we are, in fact, a living man and woman, and dealing with issues of the ecclesiastical side, a notice of order and exclusive equity under necessity. So now we're coming into the trust aspects of this. And then finally what we put on top of that was we filed the Treaty of Amity, and basically surrendered ourselves as POW to demand inequity that the government returns everything that they've taken from us and all the credits, revenues, monies, profits, anything that was taken from us that they have to under a perpetual peace treaty of the Treaty of Amity. So we put that into court on Tuesday, and the court accepted it.
Really?
And we,
okay.
Yes, they accepted it. And I was very surprised that they accepted it because the first page is handwritten. There's a couple pages, a couple documents in there that are handwritten. It's no particular form because we don't have to file. We don't have to adhere to form because we're not attorneys. And the person that we submitted it to is pretty much the county bitch, pardon my French. She's always given a hard time about getting files in before, and she didn't at all about this. She looked at it and she stamped it in. She looked at it on her computer screen, saw that it was an appeal, and stamped it in. And I was surprised. I got no flack whatsoever over it.
They know what time it is.
Huh?
they know what time it is. They know what's going on.
Well, I think they do. I mean, that surprised me because she knew exactly what she was looking at. You know, we attached the on our face page. We had the 2-cent stamps signed. Red thumbprint signed at a 45-degree angle. We had attached a $2 bill and a $10 money order, and she just breezed right through that. It didn't even blink an eye. So yes, she knew. They know what they're looking at. They absolutely know what they're looking at. And then I filed on top of that. I filed the Liz pendant to get that into the record, and then I tried to file in the birth certificates, which we have not got fully authenticated yet, but we did get it back from the state of Ohio. We were born in Ohio, so we got it back from the Secretary of State of Ohio. So at least we've got in process of being authenticated, but enough to show the state of Oregon or the Columbia County that, yes, we in fact are, we have authenticated our birth, and it was authenticated by the state of Ohio, and we tried to record that into the county. Now, it's in the court record that we submitted, but we had a hard time getting them to accept it into the deeds and titles public record. And that down there was pretty insistent that they don't record those, and I was pretty insistent that, oh yes, you have to record this. State Register of State of Oregon says that to take that authenticated birth certificate and go down and record it in the county where deeds and titles are recorded, where you live. So that's very important, because what it does, it basically brings you back to life, or at least shows that you are in fact alive and you're not dead, and also that you're taking control of your all cap name.
Is that different if you were one of the original 13 colonies?
I don't think it makes a difference. It doesn't make a difference. You know why? Because when it comes down to at the end of the day, what we're dealing with is systems and processes. Now, a lot of people say, oh, you've got to go through Georgia to get authentication. And, you know, I don't think I agree with that. And the reason why is because we're dealing with two different states. Well, if you were born in another state, like myself was born in Ohio and I'm in Oregon. If you were born in Oregon and you've been here your whole life, then you've just got one state to deal with. But what this comes down to is authenticating your birth through the state in which you were born, and then transferring that essentially out to where the state that you live in now. So it's a matter of it. So as far as getting recorded in one of the original 13 colonies or state of Georgia, I don't think it bears any relevance. It really doesn't,
okay.
Because we're dealing with systems and processes here.
Right. It does in certain circumstances, but I don't think it does in this one either. I'd have to probably agree with you on that. But it was a question that was posed to me. I do have a caller on the line, Tom in Florida. Tom in Florida. Tom, are you with us? Tom? I think Tom is out to lunch. Oh, well. Well, we tried. That's all we can do. Mike, let me know if you can get, if Tom comes back in.
What is important here to recognize is that we can win this. We can win this if we address it properly. And what we've done, what we've effectively done by pulling it into equity, we've accepted, we're putting it to the ultimate law, which is God's law. And there's no greater authority than that, number one. Number two, we're surrendering all oaths and the judge's oath and bonds. So now he's on the hook, right? Because
well,
now we're dealing with natural law.
I'm glad you said that, because this is an inform there. I was going to say earlier that there is a very popular book that warns us about this type of activity. This is something that has been known through thousands of years. It is a form of usury. And
yes.
Usury is a crime punishable by death in the Bible for a good reason. And that is exactly what people see manifesting itself here.
Right. Well, and that's, and it really does come down to, you're dealing with technology, but you're also dealing with one very basic fact. And that basic fact is proving our life, validating our life, and to take control of that corporate fiction, that legal personality, that all caps name, and once we do, and creating a chain of title, essentially. We have the means to do it, and we just have to address it properly and go about this properly. And we have to address this for what this is, and we've got to get away from this. Any notions of, you know, debt should not even be in our vocabulary. Foreclosure should not even be in our vocabulary. A mortgage certainly should not be in our vocabulary.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Should be in our vocabulary. Go ahead.
The question that I have, being a First Amendment gives us, you know, restricts government to stay out of our business when it comes to matters of our faith to the dictates of our own conscience. The Bible is very clear about usury, and that is as part of a faith. Mm-hmm. Does that not, would you and perhaps our audience not think that the exercising of our faith, as long as we harm no one else, that is a valid defense to me to stand against this. Now, that's just me personally. I don't know how you feel about it.
Well, it is. You know, I'm a fallen Catholic. I was born and raised into the Catholic faith.
I was too.
School for about 12 years, and was smart enough to leave the Catholic faith after that.
I was too.
Yeah. See, you know, Sister Mary Holy Water, and the breaking of the wrist with their damn rulers.
Yeah.
Went through all that stuff.
If people only knew what that Rothschild Red Shield stood for, he was Rome's banker. That's what the Red Shield. It was the Vatican symbol that he took. But a lot of people don't know that.
Well, you know.
Anyway,
This does. I mean, this goes back thousands of years. This goes back to the Vatican. This goes back to the SSK. Absolutely. I mean, this is all entailed in this. But we can't. There's people out there that say that, okay, we've got to just approach this from a ecclesiastical point of view, and everything's done and said and done with. No, it's not. We have to work within their system. Now, another thing I would like people to think about, and I mean, really give a lot of thought to, is people that say, "Oh, I don't want to be a part of their system. I want out of their system." First of all, you're never going to get out of their system because it's the system that's set up. It's the 21st century. Everything is digital. Everything is communicated by electronic means. You're not going to blast us back to 1787. It's not going to happen.
Well, you cannot get out of their system. I only somewhat respectfully disagree with you on one point. It does say, if you are a Christian and you do read the Bible, for those Christians out there listening, it said that you will be persecuted for my name's sake. And I just would like some people to think for a moment, all of these things that we're involved with. And one of my friends said to me earlier, Ken, I have the driver's license, and I have this, and I have the digital that, and it just makes life easier because we're in a modern world. And I said, you know, if you could refer back to me, good Christian, somewhere in the Bible where it says that he promises you a rose garden with smelly, nice-looking flowers, and that life was going to be easy once you just determined to take a course, I'd like to think that there is remedy. I do believe that there is remedy out there, and I think that you expose a lot of that remedy. However, just the other side of the coin is, I think that we will be persecuted for pulling ourselves out of that.
No, we won't. No, that's why I respectfully disagree with you, and let me explain why.
Please do.
What we want to do is because right now we're out there as incompetent adult minors.
Right.
We haven't drowned our vessel. We're lost at sea. You know, because none of us, I don't think anybody ever claimed their age of majority, claimed their life or validated their life. So really, the whole point of what you're doing here, and I find this to be the case as I'm going through it, that it is tremendously and intensely personal, and it is spiritual to a group. great degree, because what you're doing here is you almost like you found the key to your freedom. If you execute it properly, and you do it in a godlike manner, and you do it for all the right reasons. Now, if somebody wants to sit there and say, I want to screw the banks, I want my white card, and I want to live off my treasury account, that's not the right reason to do this. The right reason to do this is so that you can claim your living person, your living man or woman, and take control of your own destiny, your own domain, your own being, and control your adult, incompetent minors, which are your signatures.
You mean govern yourself? You mean essentially what many of the founders stated is to govern thyself accordingly.
Yes. Govern thyself accordingly and privately and with responsibility and as God and Jesus would have it.
That's
the end game. And that's the end game that we can reach here by doing these executions or doing these things that we need to do. Which, yes, it's a departure from anything that we think is normal or even common sense. But it really is when you get down to the end of the day, because what they've done here is they have melded our living person, man and woman, with our corporate personality, and we've got to separate that. We have to
separate that.
Create a non-joinder.
Amen to that. We have to take another break, sir. We will be right back with Ken Dost.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Practitioner is a pedophilia. That is who's running America. Just read Encyclopedia Judaica.
counsel recommended everything you ought to do. Have you been advised of all the options we afford to you? The prosecution is prepared to offer you a plea. They say they've identified Jane Doe number 3. Virginia Roberts photograph, nude, front to lead. With you, Mr. Dershowitz, do you want to see? That's what I thought. We can make it all inadmissible. If you be a good sport, admit you got caught. And don't let me see a cheeky little beady-eyed rat face in my court. And I'll retain this for the future. In the event we feel the need
Welcome
to cross
back.
The future. And the world will never
Resurrect
get to
Resurrect the Republic, dirty Uncle Sam.
Truth Radio broadcast. That's Payday Monsanto. I gotta love Will Sweeney, man. That guy just—he's incredible. Anyway, we're back on the line with Mr. Ken Dost. I do believe our Lori was trying to get in there. Ken, do we have Lori connected? And if not, could you see to that, please, sir? I appreciate that. Anyway, Ken, you said that the court did accept this paperwork, yes. And I was asked if you would elaborate on that just a little bit.
Well, they basically accepted our offer, and it was an offer because what was submitted was an exclusive equity. Well, part of it was at law for judgment, but the other part of it was exclusive equity, asking for, demanding basically an in-camera appearance with the judge. And we gave him 3 days to respond. I made a mistake here, though, because the court's out here is closed on Friday. So Monday, right. I will go down to the court, and I will go to the clerk's office, and I will say I'm here for my in-camera with Judge Grove. And if it's not granted, then I can hold the court in contempt, basically, for a level of contempt. And if it is granted, then I will go ahead and speak, because this is by special appearance. I will speak in my normal voice to him, in my normal tone, and essentially say, listen, we know what's going on here. We figured out the system, and I think that by the very nature that we're sitting here, Judge, that you understand that we have kind of become sophisticated and we've become knowledgeable on the facts of how to address these things, and we need 90 days to complete our administrative processes because everything's administrative. And what that entails is to correct the IRS records, to correct and rebut all of the probate filings, all of these filings that these bar attorneys have made to discredit us and to take back what is ours. And then in 90 days, Your Honor, I'd like to reconvene again and present you with our private trust and demand that you settle the accounts. So that's the general plan. I think that I feel very good about it. I think that a lot of these judges, you know, we go into court now and, you know, we get thrown out of court, we're treated miserably and horribly by the court. And I think a lot of judges, though, are going to be respectful of us because we are coming forward and we are doing what we're supposed to be doing.
If you were to walk into church on any Sunday and challenge the priest in his sermon, I do believe that he might take some exception with you But for lack of a better term, I'd like you to respond to that, but we're going into our next hour break. I'm sorry about that, but they kind of pay the bills and keep this thing going along, so I apologize for that. We will be right back with Ken Dost, and I would really much like to hear your response to that anyway. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio Broadcast, and RBN, folks. Please feel free to call in. We will be right back.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system,
The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.